Hello, WMUC. This is Nati Goretti at Cafe Compan once again every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. You're listening to WMUC Digital College Park. And today's show is going to be special because we have a guest. And also, I am not actually playing music. We're going to be playing random music. So if you're here for the Latin music, I am so sorry. That's not going to happen. So right now, let's try mic 2. Annie, can you talk to this mic?
Hello. Hello, Cafe Compan.
Huh, cannot hear you. Try this one.
Hello.
Okay, fine. Here.
Hello, Cafe Compan.
Okay, that's better. Thank you. So we're going to get rid of that. And yeah, today we're going to be playing one of my absolute favorite ads, the Lyme disease ad, just because... because Annie thought it was funny, and I agree. Like, what is that?
I don't think it's funny because I have Lyme disease. I wasn't expecting to see Lyme disease in this setting.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's one of those things that you get, and you don't get why it's there. Because why would it be there, you know? But yeah, we're gonna listen to it. So here goes, yeah, your ad for the day.
While you're outside exercising in the sun and fresh air, make sure to check yourself for ticks after being in woodsy areas like the Paint Branch Trail. Tick bites can cause a serious illness called Lyme disease, which is highly preventable and treatable if caught early. Maryland is in the top 15 states with the highest number of reported Lyme disease cases. The best way to deal with this illness is to prevent it, so avoid going off trail into the woods. And if you have to, make sure to check yourself afterwards for ticks or signs of bites, which usually appear as red bullseyes. If you feel any potential Lyme disease symptoms, like a rash, fever, joint pain, or muscle aches, immediately go to the University Health Center. Don't let this stop you from enjoying the great outdoors. Just be alert when you're outside and prevent this infection.
So yeah, what did you think about that?
I have to say, it was very informative.
Can you hear yourself?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. Just making sure. Because I don't know if you guys know, but digital studio's kind of not great right now. Mic 2 and Mic 3 are not working whatsoever. Actually, Mic 2 might be working. Can you go that way? Can you bring that to me? Okay, wait. Oh, that was too loud. My bad.
Okay, wait. Here, have these.
It's a good crisscross.
Hello?
I can hear you.
Oh my god, you can hear... Sorry. Hello? Okay, you can hear me. Never mind, guys. Mic 2 is working. So, Annie is going to be using mic 1, and I'm going to be using mic 2, and we only have one set of... Stop making me laugh.
I'm not. I'm sorry.
And we only have one set of headsets, because apparently the other ones aren't working. Because they're not here, so Annie can hear me and she can hear the music, but I will not be able to hear myself because while the mics are on, the music doesn't work outside of the headphones. So that's gonna be chill. So Annie, how did you feel being in the radio?
I'm having a very good time. I've been here one time, but I've never actually been on a radio
show
before.
You're so
And you've been
right.
doing it for like 2 years. And yeah. I've never been here.
Yeah, that's true. I did bring you here like
it was
forever
like 2 years ago. Everything in my head, like, is just everything just happened 2 years ago.
Everything
when I think
just happened.
When I think something
ago.
Happens, oh I'm like, oh, it probably just happened 2 years ago.
Oops. Well, no, I brought you. Get
yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Natalia.
I love having people here, as in, I never have people here because I always just play music, but I love a good excuse to just talk for an hour, you know? I'm gonna turn this up. Can you hear me, Annie?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. So, I did bring you here. It was fall of 2025?
I think it was spring
2024. You're so right.
Yeah.
And we went to the...
That room
we went
with
to
all
the
album
library.
Covers. Yeah, that room.
We went to the record library. You're so right. And we saw the questionable couch. in the corner of the record library, guys. By the way, I never said that.
Wait, what? I remember. Oh my god.
Wait, guys, I never said that. If someone asked, couch. That never happened.
That never happened.
But you're saying it like you had experiences on the couch.
I don't. But you see, we don't talk about the couch.
We don't talk about a lot of things.
We don't talk about a lot of things. You're so right. But yeah, as Annie already knows, because I've been complaining all week, my life is kind of bad. No, I'll say fucked, because this is digital and kids don't listen to this. My life is kind of fucked. How is your life?
My life?
Yeah.
Well, I'm having... This is like... Right now, it's like calm before the storm, because next week and basically the rest of the year is just going to be meetings every day, busy every day. Like,
yeah.
Next week, I'm going to have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday all booked with, like, rehearsal / like, opera performances and everything. Ooh. And then, but it's okay. It's music, and I love music.
Are you sure you sound that
way? I like music. I like, that's why I picked up another major, because I like music.
Yeah, okay, sure. Okay, whatever you say. I don't know trust. How much. Trust.
I don't know. I just want it to be summer, man. Like, I just want to be able to drive.
I so bad.
And I just want to, like...
Just be alive, you know?
Like, I like college. I just don't like Like, I don't want to do school. Like, just let me be a bum for, like, one day. Like, please.
No, for real. Like, I am so tired.
Can we be freshmen? Break. Remember when we were freshmen?
Oh my god, back when we were freshmen. I miss being a freshman.
You know, Hagerstown?
Bro, I didn't.
I miss Hagerstown.
You like, miss Hagerstown?
It was right there on campus. It was so close. I mean,
it was right there.
I mean, I have to say, I hated having to eat at the food halls every day. But now that I have to cook.
Yeah.
Now it's like, oh. I have a break today. I can just go to the Victoria Hall.
Imagine. Yeah. No, I
just wish I wasn't so, like, weird when I was a freshman.
I think I was a great freshman.
I think I was a weirdo. I was such a weirdo.
Nah. I think we were great.
Well, I think it worked out.
It
worked out, but now in hindsight, I'm like, wow, I wonder how different my freshman year would have been if I was a weirdo.
I mean, what do you mean by a weirdo? Because we were not that weird. We were going out, like, every
weekend.
Yeah,
you're right. We were actually weren't that weird.
We were not that weird. We were, like...
No, we were low-key living the life.
We were living the life.
Going out every weekend.
Going like, out every weekend to Arian's house.
Going to the mall. Going to the hiking. Mall, like,
or to D.C. every weekend. Like, bro, we were living the life.
Yeah, dude,
I don't think we've been out in, like, years.
Well, for me, it was 2 weeks ago, but that's probably going to be the last time I'm going out until I probably turn 21 at this point.
Why? What happened? Wait, what did you do 2 weeks
ago? No, like, remember we went out
to
DC and I had to pay $20 and they drew the X on my hands.
I don't want
to
talk about that.
No, but it was...
That's too many...
I saved up...
Too much money.
I ended up just sucking it up and saving the money and just spending it because I was like, it's like the last night he's here.
Yeah, I guess. No, because...
But I can't wait to not...
For real. No, for real, I haven't been going out because I commute, so I spend 2 hours of my day driving here and then home. And then I have homeworks, so I spend the other hours of my day doing that. And then I have to grade homeworks. So I spend the rest of my time grading stuff. For students who don't even care what grade they get and be turning their stuff in late.
20 days late.
Oh my god, yes, guys. Yesterday I was grading this fuck-ass homework, which was a completion homework. It wasn't hard. It wasn't even like you have to actually read this and understand it. It's just you write a paragraph, and if I see you wrote a paragraph, I will give you a grade. And this person turned it 20 days late. And I'm like, bro, zero.
He tried really hard.
No.
He really tried.
We have a no late work policy.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, that makes it so much easier because then you can just give people zeros. You don't even have to be like, please, like.
Get to the mic.
Uh-oh.
Girl. Can you hear yourself?
Yes, I can hear my... Oh my god.
Yes.
That's such a beat. I don't know if I want to hear my voice.
You do. I mean, okay, give me the headphones. You don't have to hear yourself. No, okay. No, you don't need them because we're going to play music later and you're going to have to hear yourself. But yeah, you need to be able to hear yourself on the mic. Anyway, I don't think you have been talking to the mic whatsoever. Let me put this up. Talk.
Hello. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. We good. We good now.
Hello, Cafe Con Pan.
No.
Thank you for having me today.
No. We already introduced ourselves.
My name is Annie.
We are moving on.
I play the clarinet.
Girl, we moving on. Anyway, so... Yeah, it is so much easier because if someone submits something late, I just give them a zero. Like, I don't care. And the only thing is that we do have a... If you email us telling us that you will give it to us late, we will let you give it as late as you want. Like, we don't even tell you, okay, it has to be here by this date. No, it's like, okay, you can submit it whenever you want and we will grade it. But people don't do that. So then I have homework start 20 days late and no email. Bro, you're just getting a zero. Why?
What if the email was 20 days late?
It was not.
What if they sent the email 20 days ago,
no,
but it went through
that.
20 days later?
I don't accept that. No, that doesn't work. Oh my god. That's like, it's giving Anthony. It's giving Anthony. Guys, T. So you know how I'm a music major and I was telling you last week about how I'm fucking dying? Because my recital is in 2 weeks and my flute teacher can't get her life together so I can't get my life together. Okay, so my pianist can't get his life together either, right? Right. So this man, he got an email in February that he was supposed to play for my recital in April, 2 months, 56 days. Like 56 days, I'm being for real. The email says you have 56 days until the recital date. And this man hasn't answered me until last night after my flute teacher sent him a very strongly worded email. Like not even a nice email, you said like fuck you email.
And that's a nice email on Dr. F.
Yeah, that is
the
a nice
fuck
email
you email is the nice email. The mean email is
that's her version of nice.
Yeah.
No, because she was texting I can see her name. Niyazawa.
Oh, Niyakawa.
I can Niyakawa. Guys, forgive me. Niyakawa. She was texting Niyakawa last night at 8 p.m. while texting me, while emailing him.
It's like a fun... You're having a fun three-way conversation with all your friends.
Also, Niyakawa is my pianist professor. Not professor. Like, person in charge of...
Yeah. Well, I think now they're studying under her because Sloan left.
Yeah, I think
Sloan
so,
left.
Too. Because Sloan left.
Yeah.
And the other guy left.
Oh,
and the other person
dude,
left.
I heard that there was, like, a piano professor in the piano studio who, like, quit mid-masterclass.
Yeah, he did. I know, because I was talking to my friend Ari, who's in the piano studio, and Ari was telling me how this... Because I was like, hey, so how... Because, okay, let's regroup. Ari goes to a flute masterclass. You know one of the masterclasses we do that are open to the public?
Yeah.
Okay, so Ari decides he wants to show up to this masterclass, and he shows up. And he listens to the flute masterclass. So after the masterclass, he goes up to me and he's like, this is so different from the piano studio. And I'm like, really? And he's like, yes, you guys are so nice. And I'm like,
what?
Really? Yes.
What are they doing? Are they like yelling at each other?
Yes, they are apparently. Apparently. Because I'm like, you mean for real? Like, actually? But yeah, apparently. So he's like, yeah, no, in our piano masterclasses, they're just like yelling at you and stuff and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, I heard some stuff about the piano studio. How's that going? And he's like, oh, you know, Rita left. And then this teacher got kicked out because he was a pedophile. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, there was that too. I forgot. And that's why they're so, they only have like Niyakawa and then who's the Malin fan?
Like, I knew about the pedophile, but you know, in my brain...
You knew about the pedophile!
In my brain, people were just being, like, dramatic. And just, like, saying random stuff. Oh, oops. wait, no, you good. Get over. Get up, up.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, we good.
For sure.
Anyway, so, you know, in my mind, I was just like, okay, people are probably exaggerating a little bit. Get close to the fucking mic. Sorry. I will stop cussing.
So you can't do that until 11 p.m.
Exactly. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, people are probably just, like, exaggerating a little bit. Because, you know, it's the music school. That's how we are. But no, obviously. And then... Why are you reading?
I'm listening.
You're reading the logs.
It says if you get kicked out. Okay, go, continue.
Where does it say that?
If you miss six.
Oh, I see.
This is.
Oh, I hadn't seen that. Okay. Anyway. And then he told me that the month before they had a masterclass, and this guy walks out of the masterclass halfway through a masterclass, yells at them, tells them a bunch of shit, and walks out. And I'm like, okay, yeah, the flute studio's not that bad.
I wish I could have seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Piano professor crashes out in masterclass.
No, because he told me he went to his lesson last week, and his teacher. Like, he played for 50 minutes and his teacher was like, okay, go home.
Oh, yeah. Was that like a good go home or a bad go home?
Go home, you haven't practiced. Yeah.
Okay, well, with everything going on in the piano studio, I don't think showing up unprepared, like, no other professor is going to be a Dilutis. Like, I've never met any professor besides Dilutis who is actually going to, like, be receptive to you not practicing, especially with all that going on in the studio.
I mean, the trumpets don't care.
Oh, well.
Their brass don't care.
That's different. They're brass.
The brass don't care. And I think the violins don't care right now, currently, because their professor's leaving.
Oh, Solness. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That's what's going on there. But, yeah, anyways. So, yeah, the piano studio's kind of cooked. The piano studio's kind of cooked. And you know whose ex-boyfriend, I overheard him talking to James and telling him that he's actually dropping you at.
Two?
Uh-huh.
I mean, okay, well, I heard that's when they fully decide whether you're cut out for the major or not, the second semester sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like a lot of people got cut from what I heard. Like, a lot, they just cut them because they wouldn't recommend them for the School of Education.
Oh, I see.
I heard, like, of other people got cut.
But I don't think...
It's also not for everyone. And some people, like, are just not... Some people don't realize the actual amount of scale, like, how often you need to be working with kids.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just, like...
No, but it's so sad because now
Who's that?
You know who.
Who's that?
No one's hearing this. I mean, actually, we can check who's listening.
Who is that?
Wait, give me one second. Let me see if someone's actually listening to this. Where the fuck is the Google Chrome? There it is. I need to stop cussing. Okay, see? No one's listening. We good.
Hey.
Wait, never mind. There's 17 people listening. Yeah, I can't do math, but there's like 20-something people listening to our to us talk shit. Anyway, you know who.
Yeah, I know.
You know who, I've been told, is a very bad teacher.
I heard, yeah.
But I did not hear that he got cut. I think he didn't get cut. I think he got recommended, but I heard him tell other person that he wants to drop Muet and do music business.
Okay, that's... Yeah.
Yeah, but then, you know whose girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, wants to drop Muet because you know who is in Muet.
Oh, she already did.
She doesn't know he dropped.
Oh.
And she's actually a good teacher.
She
wants to work. She wants to work with kids, and she's very good with little kids. So I'm like, don't drop it. Like, bestie, go back.
Well, that's unfortunate if she wants to do that. But I mean, there's still some time to add something. Yeah. Transfer to another major.
I'm considering like telling her what I heard Lyle say. Because, like, I don't know if she already actually dropped. Yeah. I know she said she was going to last week. But I don't know when she's planning to drop it or how fast or at what point. And maybe if I tell her, she'll stay.
Yeah, well, the people that got cut can't, like, actually. Mm-hmm. So it's because I heard there was, like, a handful that they had the meeting. And then they either got cut or recommended. And even the people that wanted to do it, like, there's still a possibility for them to get cut. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure neither of them got cut. Mm-hmm. At least she didn't get cut.
Yeah.
I don't know if he got cut. He probably did because he's an awful teacher. So. He's also an awful conductor. I hate his conducting. He's so bad. He's like an awful team player. He can
some people
work
are just
with
not.
Team.
Some people are just not cut. Like, because music is just so, like, even if you're having your worst day ever, mm-hmm. you need to, like, be a type A person. Mm-hmm. Like, you literally have to be a leader.
Yeah.
Every single day. And no. Some people are just not, like, it's just, sometimes it's just not for you.
I just don't think he's meant to do music. He's giving me Anthony Point 2.
Yeah, and honestly, that kind of makes me sad. Because the people that like music, but they do the major, but the actual, like, academic music major, sometimes it's just not for them, and it just makes them not like music. Because you can still like music, but sometimes it's not worth it putting yourself through, like, 31, 32, 33, 34, like, oral skills, and all this.
5
and 6 and 7 and 8 and 9.
And form and everything.
And then even when you're done,
you have
you
to
still
do it
have
again.
To do it more.
Like, you have to do it again. Go to grad school and start theory one.
Dude, I honestly, RIP grad school. This I don't think I can do any more academics anymore.
That's fine.
I just want to play. Like, I don't want
to
do.
I mean, you don't have to go to grad school. You can use. You don't have to go to grad school. You can just practice and audition.
Yeah, true. I honestly, my destiny right now. Does not look like grad. I would do it if they like gave me a position like a graduate internship or assistantship and I got paid like $1 an hour or something to like
not the one
set
dollar.
Up studio. I mean I wonder what guys. The GA in my studio is getting paid.
I think 55,000 or something. Yeah.
What?
They're getting paid well.
That's
They're getting paid well. They're not only getting
That's
paid
like
well.
A
they're not only
real
getting
money.
Paid well. They have health insurance. And I'm like, and you all are unionizing? I mean, I guess.
I
want to
do that. Okay, so.
I guess get unionized, but also, like, bro, you're getting unionized knowing that you're getting paid well and have health insurance. And, like, you're willing to put all of that in jeopardy? Personally, I wouldn't. Like, I don't have the capacity to, like, choose that.
Yeah. I see all the union posters and things like that, and I'm... No, I'm not gonna say what I really feel.
I am all for a union. I don't know, because a union of DA, that's not even a job. That's not even, like, an actual job.
I think you should focus on, like, even though you're not getting paid as much as, like, they are getting paid, but, I mean, the end of the day, you should still be prioritizing your, like, that's still the number one priority, and pay should probably be, like, a little bit lower priority.
Yeah.
Because, like, I wouldn't go to grad school to be a GA. Like, I would probably go, like, to play. And then, I mean, I'm saying this, but I probably wouldn't even go to grad school if I wasn't GA. But even though
I still probably wouldn't worry too much about the pay because I'm still getting, like, I'm still signing up to pay for a school, and then I'm still expecting, for the most part, a music education, which mm-hmm. is, like, probably would be my number one priority. Mm-hmm. But I honestly, like... I don't think they do much. Like, it doesn't seem they have very many, like, union events and things like that.
Well, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm saying. They already unionized. That was, like, last year.
Yeah, they already did. They already had, like, the little thingy.
They have their unionized thingy.
I don't know what they do.
No, but, like, what I'm saying is they're getting paid well. They have insurance. And they're going to school for free.
Yeah.
And in my brain... Okay, they take 3 classes a semester. Bro, we should unionize.
Yeah.
The undergrad music students should unionize.
They have so much time. I always get so jealous.
They get so much time. They get to practice.
Like, I feel like
if they
removed all of the like,
it just feels like they have so many benefits already. That's like, well, that's just unfair. Yeah. But yeah. that's my little take on the DAC Music School Union.
Yeah. Especially if they're not paying money. I mean, if they wanted to offer to give me free school, I would take
it. I would love to. Exactly.
Like, if I could get free school, like, if someone was like, hey, bro, like, I'm giving you free school, and I'd be like, oh, of course. Hey, I'll play clarinet. I'll play in some fuck ass chamber group with like 3 clarinets or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like we could just. Oh, we have one more listener. I wonder who's joining to listen to this gossip. Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if they're paying you to go to school for music. Bro, just accept your destiny.
Yeah, I just, and also...
Just accept that you're getting paid to go to school for music and then ask for more, because not a lot of people get that privilege to begin with.
Yeah, and honestly, I think you should be using those 2 years to take as many auditions as you humanly possible. Like, you have so much time, and you don't have that much money, but if you're really serious, then this is the perfect opportunity because you still have some sort of income coming mm-hmm. in, and you're, like, what you're doing day to day is just school. So you should be doing things like taking auditions, like, every single weekend or...
Yeah.
Because they have, like, literally, they have all the time.
There's not that many. There's not that many auditions.
Yeah, they have to travel. Like, people in the clarinet studio, they travel, they take trains to North Carolina, Ohio, Chicago.
The dance set, that's expensive.
Yeah.
And they can pay for it. But also, you have to, like, have the drive to do it.
Yeah, and it's for some people, it's not for everyone.
Oh, my God. I went to the thingy yesterday, the talk, the lecture, the audition thingy. And when I told you, there were max 20 people there. And when she asked how many of us wanted to actually audition for orchestra, it was like half of the 20 people there. And yeah. I was like, why are people in the music school if their drive is not to go to orchestra? Like, what's the point of studying music as a double major when music is so time consuming? Yeah. Just enjoy your life at that point.
Yeah, I think one thing too is some people might feel so lost after they graduate high school or something. And the one constant thing in their life is music. So, like, maybe it's just kind of like a rite of passage to just do what you're used to. And, I mean, I remember when we were talking about a music major, and we were like, it really is a lifestyle. Like, mm-hmm. if that's your...
Music's a lifestyle.
Because I'm still fully enrolled in another program, but I still spend... Like, I'm a full... Like, a student in this business school. Like, that's still my other major, and I still have to take double the credits, but my life is centered around music. I'm like, mm-hmm. I will do all, and I will, like, literally plan out when I have to study for things like exams and stuff, and that, because I have to plan it around music.
Yeah.
I'm at the, literally in the
I
building,
know, but
hours
you,
a day. It's a lifestyle. It really is just like lifestyle.
It is a lifestyle, but it's a lifestyle you have to like, and you have to decide you want
you
to do
that. You have to like the painful parts. Like, you can't just be like, oh, I... You have to like being
yeah.
in rehearsal.
And you have you just have to accept that if you're gonna do music, you have to commit to it. You can't just take music as the double major and be like, well, I'm never gonna get a job, because that's not gonna get you anywhere.
Yeah, well, I mean, you
that's
can't
like such
at
a
some point
toxic mentality to have yeah. in music.
True. Like, I don't think you should telling that to your, you should, because even if you want like your main career to be like
something else,
anything else, it's still probably a good mindset to be like, maybe I could do something with this.
Yeah.
Or like, maybe I can use the skills I
or
have.
Like, I'm gonna use
to,
this
like,
degree for something.
Yeah, because if you tell yourself
because
that you're
not
gonna,
just,
it's still putting like a negative.
It's such a negative viewpoint to have.
Yeah.
And it's honestly so harmful, not just to you as a person saying that, but to the major itself.
Yeah.
Because then everyone else is also not being taken seriously. Because, like, if we have 100 students in the School of Music and 70% of us don't actually plan to go into music because we don't think we're good enough to go into music, no one's taking us seriously,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah. I mean, I think instead of pointing out exactly what you don't want to do with it, you should set a goal and be like, I might not want to do this for career, but I want to get to a skill level, like a collegiate skill level.
Yeah.
Or if that's your goal, it doesn't have to be work. It can just be, I want to
be
like, at a collegiate skill level, and that's fine.
Or you can just be like, I want to be as good as I can possibly
yeah,
be.
Yeah, which is
or
fine.
I want to go into a community orchestra or anything
yeah.
else.
Or
honestly.
I want a piece of paper.
Yeah, I want a piece
I want another piece of paper, even though I don't think I get another piece of paper. I might actually, because I think business is a bachelor's in science. So
no,
I got two papers.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know any.
You haven't even checked. Hello.
Well, no, it is. It's a bachelor in science and.
Okay. Got it.
I'm a scientist. I'm a STEM major.
Someone just okay.
I do journal entries.
Fernando's friend the other day got upset at me because he was like, "Political science is a science." I'm like, no, it's not. It is not. Wait, be louder and go to the mic so I can feel. It is not. This is, okay, Annie, hear me out. This is our problematic podcast era, in case you haven't noticed. Basically, we're doing a podcast.
It's only because I'm hungry.
It's only because I'm hungry.
I'm hungry.
Okay, bye. But no, he got upset at me because he was like, because his friends were like making fun of him because they were like, he always says he's a STEM major. I'm like, aren't you a political science student? And
yeah,
he's
well,
like, yeah. I'm like,
it's not in this. I mean, technically,
not
it's not in the school of like.
It's RU.
Yeah, it's RU.
It's not only RU. It's sociology.
Yeah, and I mean if the university calls it sociology or like in RU, then technically it's an RU major.
It's an RU major. Realistically, political science is about knowing history, statistics, and reading someone's project and being like, this is a bad idea because this and this factor. That's what political science is. It's the statistics of what some action we have upon the people that it impacts. Or the public that it interacts with. That's political science. My dad did political science. I was gonna go into it because I like politics. That's not a science.
We could add it because it's still not a school RU.
It's
RU.
I could do it. You're right. How many credits is political science? Wait, guys, let's look it up.
Bro, we're like three-fourths way done with our degree.
Bro, it's fine. I only have to take 13 credits next semester. That's like nothing. Let me put this down.
Dude.
That's like nothing.
Same, but I have to take a freaking elective because I passed out of piano, so now I have to take 4 elective credits.
Uh-huh.
And I was gonna have my dream 14 credit semester, but now I have to take, like, I'm stuck between jazz theory and musical counterpoint.
Haha. Wait, let me see.
What? I still have to bring my. Man.
Okay,
I'm just
wait.
Gonna be playing clarinet for the rest of the day.
Ooh, bless your soul.
Yeah, we have to do. Deluda said we weren't going to do choir today, but.
Bro.
Yeah, you could take it. I remember.
You're being for real?
You took Math 107.
Wait, be for real? They only need 36 credits.
Bitch, we got like 150 right now.
Oh, you want to know something about the credits? My fifth semester, like semester five for me, I got the graduation email. They're like, register for graduation. I got that. Because I have so many damn credits. And I have so many transfer credits. And I just realized that the actual grade on the transfer credit doesn't actually go towards your GPA. Mm-hmm. So I was just working my ass off trying to do well in these, like, hell.
You don't have to, yeah.
And I didn't even have to do well. Mm-hmm. I was like, so much time I just wasted.
Now, be for real, guys. I have, like, 115 credits right now. And to graduate, I need 120. I can't remember. Anyway. And the political science students only need 36 credits. 36.
I should have did that.
Bro.
Why do I do things better? I can get
the 36 credits for political science next year.
No, don't do that.
Yes, I can.
No, dude.
Yes, I can. Watch
the
me.
Senior music. Nah. Okay, that's too much.
Okay, so I can take these. I can take these. These are all easy. I already took these. And these. Okay. Bro.
Could you do like bachelor's in arts?
This is the bachelor's of arts.
Oh.
Okay, so you need this one.
Okay, so you did
you
that.
Need
oh,
one of
but
them.
You have to take.
I already took this one.
G-V-P-G.
I already took this. What is this?
Oh, let's it's just like one of the poems.
Wait. Hello? 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 Hi? Okay, good. Okay, I already took that. What is this? This is not even hard. I already took this. Okay, so I already took that.
And oh, I took it. Come with you.
I can take this. I can take that. I can take this.
You need a foreign language.
Any level of these. Any of these. I can do this next year.
I would recommend...
I mean...
You could do a minor...
No, but hear me out. What am I gonna do with 13 credits a semester? I'm used to 20.
So think about the.
Let me.
We're gonna be really working hard
Let's
a lot
math.
For a recital.
Let's do some math.
We're gonna be really. We're gonna be playing in the.
Let's do some math. Okay, I can do that this summer. 18 and 18. I can take this. No, I'm not gonna do it. I'm thinking about doing it only for the sake of like pissing off Fernando's friend.
You should join my major and then you can be an accounting major with me and you can come to
Nope. Too many classes. Also I hate math. I hate math.
But it's really easy math.
I don't like math.
You don't want to learn how to calculate the elastic modulus of bond prices?
No, I don't want to.
The
wanna.
Earnings per share, the
I
dividend
don't.
Share
I really
in 3 years. The elastic modulus of the earnings per share?
No, I don't want to, actually.
What if in political science you have to calculate the elastic modulus every day?
You don't. You just have to calculate the... You just have to calculate the public response to something.
Oh. Well, I think calculating the price of a bond in 4 years is more fun than that.
I don't know. Anyway, bro, that's not a science. Science doesn't count as science.
What? Are you just saying that because I'm a bachelor's in science and you don't think business majors are bachelor's in science?
No. Well, yeah, that too.
I don't really understand what... I think they just divide it in arts and science, and then arts is like the less intensive degree, and then science is like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. I just guess, and they just give me
just
credits.
Anyways, no, I'm saying that because that's like, say, musicology is a type of psychology.
Which it's not really.
It's more like a study of like cultural.
It's a study of history and the cultural impact.
Yeah.
Which I guess you could say psychology, but realistically.
I mean, yeah, but it's just more like it's more about like culture and history than it is psychology, though.
Yeah, unless you like really want to focus on what the cultural impact is. Realistically, most musicologists only actually focus on the history study part.
Yeah, and I'm noticing that taking my one musicology class that I've taken ever in my life.
No, I already knew that, but you know, it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
How it's like musicology and you're like, you're not psychology. You're not even looking at it. But yeah. Okay. Talking about musicology and history. What is your favorite song from when you were in your teens?
So my favorite song from when I was in
teens. No, we're not doing classical.
No, I have like a song.
Okay, good. Because I can't write classical names.
Okay, so it's Sugar by Brockhampton.
Oh, God.
This is, like, 2019.
How do you write that?
B.
There.
Oh, my God.
Is it explicit? Wait.
Yeah.
Okay, it's fine. Play? It's what time is it? It's digital. No one's gonna listen to it. Well, someone might listen to it.
Whoa, that's a lot of plays.
Oh, that reminds me. Can you hear it?
Yes, I can.
I wonder if I'm
And I know I'm saying this, but I fully was listening to this while I was... I've been putting this on, just the song on repeat, like, while I've been biking. So I'll be, like, biking for 20 minutes trying to get somewhere, and I'll just be listening to the song on repeat, and I've been doing that for the past few days.
Girl.
It's so good. I love this song.
So basically, you have nothing to do, is what you're saying.
Dude, what do you mean I have nothing to do? This is what I do when I'm getting from place A to place B, and I have 20 minutes before I have to go to some...
Fair enough. You know what? I wasn't expecting this. I'm not gonna lie. Expecting this. I mean, not my type, but it's not bad.
It's okay. We don't share any types on anything.
I know. It's fun. Oh, my God. It's so fun. Isn't it crazy how when you don't have the headphones, you can listen to music? Have you noticed that you can hear anything?
Oh, yeah. But it's okay because
I song. Here, you can have it back. After this is done, we're going to listen to what I listened to on repeat. Anyway.
The song is, it's so 2019. I love it so much.
Oh my God.
Even though 2019 was like freshman.
What do you mean? Oh, high school.
It's like freshman high school.
I was about to say, what do you mean freshman 2019? That's not correct.
Oh my God, wait, you should play Jose.
Oh my God, this is what I was listening in high school. Let's see. Where is it? I wonder if this is like big. Yes, it is. We are the last thing.
I probably should go soon. I need to eat before studio. Should I go? No, I have food at home.
You have food at home?
I have food at home.
No, use your swipes.
I already used one today.
That's okay.
But I only have 29 and I have food at home.
I mean, but the swipes are yummy.
They're true, and it's basically free food.
It is basically free food.
I can't, no, I literally meal prepped all this beef for this to eat this week, and I'm really getting tired of eating as I got some chicken, and I was like, maybe I'll make some chicken nuggets or something, but it's still frozen.
No, I keep going home and getting the stuff ready so I can cook it, Sorry. You're We're good. Not gonna listen to that. Anyway, so I can cook it. Thank you. So I can cook it. When is it? The next day? And I always wake up late, so I never finish. I never cook it. So I just have to put it back in the fridge. It's such a mess. It's such a mess. So yeah, guys, in case you didn't catch that, Annie's leaving because she needs to eat. How does she? Yeah, before she plays clarinet for 4 hours because she decided to do the opera. Shame on you.
They placed me in the opera. By the way, come see the opera April 18th, 22, 24, and 26th at the Clarice Performing Arts Center. It's going to be a very unique American opera.
Is that it?
Yeah. Okay. The plot, it's a surprise.
Okay. So, April 18th, 22nd, and whatever. Opera at Clarice.
And then at April 20th, come to Natalia Gretti's
junior recital
at 5 p.m.
At 5:30 or 6 p.m. We don't know. Well, the thing is that Dr. F wants to go to sax percussion DMA recital. And that one's at 5 p.m. So she's like, can we move yours? And I'm like, I can ask. And the people were like, I mean, no, because there's a recital after you, right?
They only book you for 2 hours.
Yeah. And I said that. And she said, no. And she said, I mean, but it's only like 38 minutes of music. And I'm like, but then people stand in place and talk, you know? Yeah. So, of course. Bye.
Okay, guys. Oh, wait.
Ha ha ha. I'm back. Anyway, okay, guys. We're done today. Because. Well, no, we're not done. That's not what I meant. I meant we're back to being alone because Annie decided to leave. But as you know, I'm gonna like low-key just be playing music and talking over it. Because I've had a really hard week and I really like need a break. And also Blackpink's so fire that like they just deserve it. Can you tell I don't know the lyrics? I love you crazy. Yeah, can you tell I don't know the lyrics? Love, 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 love. How you love to hate me. You like that. We don't like that. Splash, splash. Okay, I remember, as I was talking about before, this is like the high school vibes. Back when, too loud. Back when we were in our teens. Music. And, yeah, Hello.
Hi.
Oh, that's too loud. Sorry. Had technical difficulties because the fan just broke. And I was like confused what was making that weird ass. I need to stop cussing. That weird noise, but it was the fan. The fan broke. Yeah. Concerning stuff, guys. Okay. So yeah, So I'm just gonna be playing like music I used to listen to in high school and ranting about my life because my life is kind of weird and crazy and stuff happens. So yeah. I needed a break. I needed to talk to someone. I just needed to tell someone everything that's been going on. And you guys are my someone because you're like here and you're non-judgmental because you can't say anything back. I just talk and you listen. And that's great. I don't know if you like listening to me, but that's okay. Because I like listening to myself. Good lord, there's a lot of people listening to right now. Mistaken and needing something now. Being alone on my own. I want it, then I want. Hold up. Bro, why she cussing us out? Like, for no reason, too. I remember when this song came out. I don't know if you all remember. It was like... Or if you even listen to this type of music. But this song is like from peak quarantine time. Back in 2020. Yeah. And I remember specifically because like this album came out at the same time. I was absolutely obsessed with the musical Six. And we're gonna listen to the next actually. You're so right. Wait. Let me look it up. Six the musical. The musical. There it is. Yeah, I found it. Which one's my favorite? I think House of Hoping. Yeah. But yeah, I remember that when the album came out, I was in high school and it was the quarantine. I think it was the second spring of the quarantine. You know how we like quarantine started in May of 2020 and it ended sometime like in June of 2021? Yeah, it was like June, it was like March of 2021 when this album came out. Because I also remember that not only was I obsessed with K-pop and Six the Musical, I was also obsessed with this marketing campaign that League of Legends was doing at the time, where they were like marketing their new champion. If you know League of Legends and you know this is 2021, obviously the new champion was Seraphine, and they were marketing her by creating an Instagram account. And no one, I mean, maybe some people knew it was League of Legends. I myself didn't know, because back then at that time I wasn't that much of a League player. I really didn't like actually play the game that much, but I listened to the music because I really like metal, so yeah. And I also really like K-pop, so obviously KDA. And I also really like True Giants. Right, that's not the name. True Damage. Uh-huh. So, I remember because I really like those things, Seraphine got recommended to me on Instagram. And I was like, bro, what is this? Like, that girl's so cute, and it's like an animated character, and she's like posting voiceovers of herself over this cute character whose picture is there. And it was like real backgrounds with characters on top of them. And yeah, it was so cute. It was just so cute. And it was like such a cute concept. And I really thought that it was just like an indie artist doing this as a concept, and that it looked very cute and very cool. And then I found out it was actually a marketing campaign by League of Legends, because they came out with KDA's new album, and I knew KDA was coming out with a new album. Like, I knew, I heard, or I had seen or read somewhere, I don't remember. And I knew KDA was coming up with this new album, right? But it didn't hit me that it was League of Legends for multiple reasons. Mainly because I'm like completely delusional, you know? Welcome to the house. Oh, here goes the Six the Musical. Yeah. But yeah, because I was like completely delusional and out of pocket and like not in it. And yeah, I remember being shocked when Seraphine comes out and she's like, hey guys, guess who I'm working with? And it's KDA. And I'm like, oh my god, she got discovered. She got discovered. Guys, she got discovered.
I feel so dumb. I'm so subject. Is that a word? I'm so easy to... Yeah, I don't know. Anyway. But yeah, I remember. I remember all of it. Yeah. Yeah. And something else I actually remember is that not only was I obsessed with that and Six the Musical, is that I would learn these songs, guys. Like, I know the whole thing. The House of Holbein. Obviously, I can't say them right because accent and I am like dumb. But I learned all of these songs and I wanted to be in the musical. Like, that's how crazy I am. Guys, should I get a talking show? I think I should get a talking show. I could talk for hours. Or maybe not. Let me know. Go to Go to Café Con Pan at WMUC Instagram and shoot me a text and tell me if I should get a talking show. Because actually, originally, when I wanted to join the radio, it was to get a talking show, not to get a music show, actually. I wanted a show where I would write a script or like a short story every week and they were all related to the same thing and they were like all in the same world. Ooh, I like this one. On the throne, in a palace that happened to bring me some presents. Oh, I can't say it. You might go up to the brim. Very prim and proper. Can make it stop. Hunting down my angles. I've got acres. The house I release the bitches. Every day. Yeah, anyway. But yeah, every week I will write a script. And it was horror stories. And I will tell you guys about my week. And it was like creepypasta-ish. Weird core stuff. And I will like just read it on air every week with background noise, with background music and special effects and stuff. And I'm kind of considering it because that would be so cool. And that's like what I actually want to do. Because I've always wanted to do voice acting. Yeah, let me know. Just shoot me a text at Café Con Pan, WMUC on Instagram if I should do that. Or maybe I should get a show and play classical music in the background and read North Sleep horror stories on it every week. That'd be cool too. Oh, maybe that's a new concept. Maybe I should do that next week. Hey. Okay, this is what we're gonna do. I'm gonna find a few horror stories on the North Sleep Reddit post that I really like. Anyway, I just dropped something. And I'm gonna bring them to you guys next week. And I'm gonna play background music stuff. And we'll see how that goes. And then I'll decide if I wanna apply for another show. So then I can keep my music show and have my dream show as a talking show. Yes. Guys, I'm cooking right here. You all don't know, but I'm cooking. Am I a little crazy? Perhaps. Get down, you filthy rascal, get down. Get down. The rascal, get down. Get down. Get down, the queen of the castle. Gold digger. And go figure. Gold shame. Symbolic of my faith to the higher power in the fast lane. My horses can trot up to right once an hour. Let me explain. I'm a Venus, not an English flower. No one tells me I need a rich man. Doing my thing in my palace in Richmond.